This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's bring up one more about balance. Life can be out of balance even as a church. Life can be out of balance even as a church. I shared this with you not too long ago, but an actual picture was in a magazine. It was a Methodist church, and I'm not picking on the Methodist church at all. But they had their bulletin board, their sign out in front, and they had in large 4-inch letters, aerobics, Tuesday night at 7:30. And another 4-inch letters, they had other activities, scouting, moms, Mother's Day out, all their programs. And then in small 1-inch letters at the bottom of the sign, it said, worship Sunday at 10:30. Well, it sent a message to me, folks. A message that they may not have intended to send, but what it was saying is, we have all these other things that are so much more important. They deserve 4-inch letters. And by the way, we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on Sunday at 10:30. Churches can be out of balance. Let me tell you how that happens. We have lowered the measuring stick, so to speak, for churches and spiritual things. Do you remember those cardboard things that you still can buy at Walmart? You attach it to the inside of a door where you can measure the height of your children. It unfolds and it's cardboard, and you mark it, you put it at 6 feet, and you can mark the height of your children, and you mark the children's height as they grow up. Well, funny story I heard where one of those fell off and one of the kids reattached it about 5 inches lower than it was supposed to be. And one of the children came in and said, Dad, I grew 6 inches this summer. I grew 6 inches this summer. He didn't grow 6 inches. The standard was lowered. That's all that happened. The standard was lowered. We've done that even as churches in America. We've lowered the standards of what a church is to be and the godliness that people are supposed to follow. And the spiritual level of people is something that we don't see today because of our interest in other things. Interest in the social and the fun. Nothing wrong with that, but God is looking for people who are growing in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with favor with man. This is one of my favorite stories. How many of you have ever been to the Alamo in San Antonio? In the lobby of the Alamo in San Antonio, there's a picture. There are portraits of Sam Houston, Davy Crockett, and others associated with the Alamo. But near the main entrance is the painting with this inscription, James Butler Bonham. No picture of him exists. This portrait, however, is of his nephew, Major James Bonham, deceased, who greatly resembles his uncle. It's placed here by the family that people may know the likeness of the man who died for freedom. Get this, no picture of James Bonham exists. But here's a picture of his nephew, so you have a sense of what James Bonham looked like. When I saw that and heard that immediately, I thought of what the church is supposed to be. People are supposed to be able to look at people like you and say, that's what Jesus is like. You say, well, why would people do that? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. Jesus Christ is to live in this church and in families and in individuals in such a way that when people see people here, they say, that's what the Lord is like. I'd like to think that that could happen here. I really would. There's a likeness of Christ in the individual lives because there's balance. There are people that are growing in favor with God and man, people who are growing in wisdom and stature.
Well, at the beginning of this week, we told you that this week marks the beginning of the 35th year of broadcast of our messages on the radio. Our website is crosshope.org. crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.